Welcome. I know I haven't did a podcast in forever. I've been going through some shit, so I'm back again. You know who I am, the Sedge Witch, coming to you with another podcast episode from Who Do You Love? You know what I'm saying? You know the vibes. So anyway, I couldn't wait to actually play the audio. So relax, sit back, get your popcorn, get your blunts, drink, veggies, and I'll tell you guys what I've been up to and see if we can all come together and have a kumbaya moment. Talk to you soon. Don't forget to come back. This is your girl, the Sedge Witch. I'm coming with you with another episode of Who Do You Love? So, what's been up with me? Nothing too much. I've been struggling, like, mentally, of course, all of this. The last time I talked to you guys, we were talking about hoodoo and life and the struggles that we have. And we're just past the great conjunction, you know, Saturn and Jupiter kind of like appeared from Earth, that it was like it's in alignment, but it's like one planet, which is not, and it's supposed to bring a massive energy download to us. Now, most of us got caught up in the surface of it and not really figured out what it was really supposed to mean for us. A lot of melanated people thought their ass was going to get superpowers. A lot of people thought they had to do something or be prepared for it and things like that. I mean, it's always good to be sort of prepared for these type of events, but if you already been doing the work and trying to evolve, it's no real preparation for it. Yes, it's a massive energy and you have to be ready to download it, but by you doing the work, you were already prepared. It's nothing that you had to hurry up and do in a timely fashion or in a time frame. Remember, guys, time is an illusion. Time is what our man-made illusion, that our societies, this world, have constructed. So it's definitely doesn't really not time. I mean, pretty much back in the day, way back in the day, the BC era, you know, before clocks and shit came to, we were calculating time during the sun and the moon. Time is an illusion. Time is what. So with that being said, we just invented something to keep people constrained, controlled. So we all, by generations and generations, just got used to time, you know? Every level of our lives is dealt with time. You know, hey, the baby is 37 weeks, it's full term. Hey, you have to be at work at 9:30. Hey, you go to school for this amount of time and you are considered, you know, a scholar. Like, everything is done with time. Anywho, this phase, I would say, in our lives, that I just realized that time doesn't exist, and we get so fixated, you know, like our birthdays and, you know, Christmas and all of these, the calendar is always a time. And I'm just really getting to the point that We don't know the time. We don't know the place. You know, this earth, our planet is really not on time. It's gonna do what it's gonna do whenever it's gonna do it. So what I've been up to, not too much. My husband is currently incarcerated, and I'm just gonna do a YouTube channel vlog about that. He really don't want a lot of people to know, but it's been really hard considering the COVID era. No one, they just got the vaccine. It's a miracle that they have this vaccine, but it's not privy to every damn body to be safe, to make a difference. Still gonna be people getting sick and dying. There's still people traveling because of time. They want to spend time with their family members. And it's just unfortunate. So, yes, I have been meditating, trying to be in my, you know, be in my spiritual path, trying to balance. I even took up reinventing myself with a self-love class. I have a good friend that's offering that for people, and it's a lot of information. Not that I don't know how to practice self-love, but you never stop learning different ways to crack down different things that you have against you. Currently, what's been up with me, I've been still working, thank God. I still have a job. My kids from this point on has been healthy. Currently, I'm dealing with a COVID scare. I'm in my room because I've been very careful, but the most careful person will get exposed. I ask a certain question. I do what I need to do as far as being careful, and everybody is not so careful, you know. And I decided to go over to my sister's house. She was doing my stepdaughter's hair, and I asked some questions and stuff. And later on, I guess that night, my sister's son-in-law lost his taste, and she had a mild headache. She got tested. I get tested tomorrow. I'm just hoping that I'm not infected, because that would just crush my soul. Yes, hell yeah, I was pissed off. I was so mad, but you know, I don't know. Like, I'd be around her periodically, but it's just a whole emotional fucking turn point for me, because my husband already contracted COVID in prison. So he healed and came to a rapid healing session, which I'm thankful for, but he's still there, and they still having case after case after case. Nobody knows how your body will react to said virus disease, so that's why I'm scared, because I don't know who's gonna take care of things if I'm ill, you know. So I'm just being very hopeful, being very positive that all the vitamins and all the workouts and all the things that I do to try to keep myself healthy and, you know, ready if I did contract it, and I won't be as bad. But that shit is scary as hell. And I'm just trying to be in a positive light, you know. Most people recover. Some people don't. You know, With that being said, it's a lot of death around us because of people being carelessness and want to travel and want to see each other and things. And yes, it can be lonely, it can be depressing, but I was okay with that. You know, I was okay with that, being by myself. You know, some shit you just can't help. I don't fucking know. But anyway, that's the update with me. So I just wanted to give you guys a couple of things that I have been doing as far as keeping myself guarded and, you know, building my immune system. I've been taking chlorophyll pills. Chlorophyll is what makes your vegetables green, like your green vegetables, like, you know, that gives you, it's what's in plants that makes them rich in nutrients. So I've been taking that. I have made my own Jamaican sea moss gel, and I have been taking my vitamin D, my multivitamins, my vitamin C, my B12. Yeah, I've been taking it. So being hydrated, staying positive, and doing a lot of meditation. I would suggest that guys do a lot of meditation. A lot of people say, how do you meditate? How do you meditate? You can meditate so many different ways. I choose to meditate by being silent, because I can be silent and I can let the thoughts just roll off of my back. You know, just see them and deal. I've found out that I just can deal with stuff once I'm presented head on, you know, than trying to stuff my feelings. So I've been doing a lot of meditation, a lot of talking to my ancestors, and just being freaking positive. So that's my update. That's what I've been taking. I bought more plants for, you know, my room. Of course, I'm working from home. I've been trying to get really into yoga and back to self, like back to grounding myself, because I've been so busy with everybody else and their issues and things like that, that I lost myself in doing those things. And I know a lot of people is going through that. So I just want to be very transparent. And this is the thing that I do. Once I feel myself, I don't let it go to the rabbit hole. I don't get too far into it before I can stop. And that's the thing about learning yourself and being spiritual, or, you know, whatever path that you take. Like, I stop myself and be like, girl, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not doing what you're supposed to do mentally. How you get this far if you're not taking time out and loving yourself? It's nothing wrong with loving yourself. It's nothing wrong with doing things that makes you feel good, especially now, the limited things. Like, during this conjunction, I asked my ancestors, my spirit guides, to remove all things that are not good for me, that doesn't serve me to my highest power. Like, remove that shit. And I might miss it, you know, and I might feel like at that moment, like I'm suffering, but I know that it's a greater way. It's another way for me to evolve. And I have been abstaining from eating meat. I just, you know, sometimes you just need a change. Sometimes you just try to, you know, have more discipline within yourself and cross certain barriers and push yourself. Like, if you said you're doing the same thing, how are you evolving? What are you learning? What are you really doing? You know, and I'm trying to reach the highest. I'm trying to unblock, unlock all these chakras. I'm trying to, you know, really be loved, really love people to my highest potential without any judgment and any resentment. First of all, I really don't have resentment anymore. Like, that is done with part of my life. But just being, listen, this shit is not easy. I'm not saying I'll be fake as hell and be positive. I'm positive because that's fake as hell. Like, I have my down days, you know. And the thing is to transmute that shit into something better for you. You know, it's just a lot of shit is going on. We don't know what's going on. They don't even have, the government, they don't have their shit together. They're inhumane, and it's just a sad ass deal right now. I'm not trying to be depressing or anything. I'm just catching you guys up, and I'm gonna get back into the thick of things because this is my happy place. Me talking it out, me just being there to help and heal others, and giving out remedies and giving out affirmations and trying to uplift the community. And that's what I'm about, uplifting our community, whether it is anyone, creed, color, all walks of life. I'm here for you guys. So that's my episode for this podcast. The next episode, I'm gonna start on the chakra system. I'm gonna get in depth with that. I got a new tattoo. Since the last time I talked to you, we have the chakra systems on my back, on my spine, and I've been working heavily and unlocking and balancing those. Now, it takes a little time, and it's, you know, it don't have to go, you know, in order. But things that I struggle with, like, I have to really work on my throat chakra, and it can be suppressed too, and or it can be overactive, you know. So I'm just trying to find a balance and have discernment with that. Also, my sacral chakra, that's where my emotions is locked up, and it's just so hard to be connected when it's nothing to be like overly excited about at this time. So I'm trying to get that cleaned up so I can be more dedicated. And I just want to let you guys know that thank you guys for tuning in. I still have my shop, online shop open. Come and visit me on Instagram. I'm even on TikTok now. And Facebook, of course, is Do Mobody at Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can catch me The Sedge Witch, Instagram, Facebook, and something else, Snapchat. And of course, Who Do You Love is on Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can email me, whodoyoulove07@gmail.com, if you don't feel comfortable Facebooking me, and I'll answer any questions I can answer for you. And just be encouraged and positive. Just be encouraged. Well, thank you for allowing me to be in your space, and have a wonderful rest of the day. And I'm gonna try to push out a couple of these episodes for you guys so you can get back and we can get back on track. Love and light, my babes. Bye.